This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Airbus return to office failure, a communication breakdown. What happened? Airbus pushed employees to spend 4 days a week in the office, and workers in Spain pushed back hard enough to force a retreat. The company has now softened its stance, walking back the mandate after staff protests. Notably, aircraft production continued without interruption throughout the dispute, which raises an obvious question about who actually had the leverage here. The communication angle. When a company backs down from its own policy after employee protests, what does that signal to every worker watching? It signals that the original mandate was announced without buy-in, and that leadership did not do the work before issuing the order. This is the core failure. Airbus led with the demand instead of the rationale. 4 days in the office is a conclusion. It is not an argument. When you announce a conclusion to people who have not been walked through your reasoning, you're not communicating. You are issuing a decree. Decrees without explanation invite rebellion, especially when the people receiving them have options. Here is what made the worker response so effective. The employees did not argue about feelings or preferences. They let the facts do the talking. Production continued. That single fact demolished the most common justification for aggressive return-to-office policies, that in-person presence is operationally necessary. When you can prove the business did not suffer, you have neutralized the argument before it is even made. That is precision communication. It targets the exact pillar holding up the other side's position and knocks it out. Airbus then made a second mistake, backing down publicly without reframing. A retreat without a reframe just looks like a loss. If leadership had said something like, "We heard your concerns, and here is how we are evolving our approach to balance collaboration and flexibility," they would have preserved some authority. Instead, the softening of the policy reads as capitulation, which tells every other workforce watching that organized protest works on this company. That is negotiating position Airbus will carry into every future policy conversation. The lesson here is not that companies should never update their policies. They absolutely should. The lesson is that how you update a policy matters as much as the update itself. Change announced as a response to pressure looks different from change announced as a decision. The words you choose determine whether you are leading or retreating. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on delivering decisions covers a framework for announcing changes in a way that builds compliance rather than resistance. The core principle is simple: people accept decisions they were prepared for and reject decisions that surprise them. Airbus skipped the preparation step entirely, and they paid for it in public. The takeaway. Before you announce any policy that affects how people work, write down the three strongest objections your audience will have. Then write one sentence that addresses each objection directly. If you cannot do that, you are not ready to announce the policy. Go back and do more work first. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.